Peter Clark, volunteer coordinator at the Trust for the past 5 years.
Can you tell me a bit about your role, Peter?
Yeah, my role has basically been to recruit and manage the volunteers that come into the Trust, of which we average about 100 at any one time. Most of them, the majority of them, young people wanting to volunteer to assist their chances of getting into university to study clinical subjects. But also lots of people who are retired who want to come back and give something and come into the hospital and volunteer, usually as meeters and greeters, to a clinical area for 2 or 3 hours a week. And while they're there, they'd be playing games with children, perhaps assisting with food, perhaps doing displays and other things of this sort. But while they're there, they're also observing what clinical staff are doing around them, and this is where they get the experience and background to assist them into university places and so on. It builds confidence in people. It enables them to get into employment, education or training. It enables them to get out if there's sort of people perhaps towards the end of their working life, to get out and continue to meet other people and to give something back. So I think the skills they develop, the life skills and all the rest of it, is extremely valuable for people. And in fact, I myself will be coming back to volunteer to prove the point.